Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Yeah, this Thursday is the Aries training. This time I invited everybody, so any Aries members and Safara members, we're going to do something we haven't, presentation I haven't done in 9 years. So with the severe weather that we've had this part of the month, for those that haven't heard, we now have a total of 13 tornadoes in the state so far. Our average is 13 to 16. So we're already at our basically at our average for the entire year. So yeah, last week, the last few weeks, we've had some pretty bad weather. Lots and lots of rain, flooding, and the tornadoes. So power outages are always something that can happen, even in a clear blue sky. I know my daughter out there by many, they lose power on a regular basis, it seems like. A tree comes down in a windstorm or something, takes out power somewhere down the line, and they're without. So we're going to be going over that. Some of the things that you can do, see what you've got for a plan. We'll have a discussion, what everybody has and have thought of. So we'll cover that. So everybody's invited to come out and go through the meeting, and we'll have a good time, hopefully. For me, like I said, I finished up last of my kind of birdhouse projects. I found a few of those from one guy, actually, three birdhouses and a bird feeder. So I finished those up, got them outside. We'll see if the birds use them or not. It's the birds are starting to make nests, so figured I'd get them out. The squirrels found the bird feeder right off the bat. I didn't have it out there an hour, and I had a squirrel hanging off that to eat in the bird seed, but that's par for the course, I guess. The one was on that one, and I had another bird feeder out back by the garden, and I had a upside-down squirrel hanging off on that one trying to get the seed. So it's time for them to get a little food, too, I guess. Rest of the week, other than Thursday coming up, Saturday we've got a dinner up at Iva's with my old motorcycle group, so we'll be doing that. Got my granddaughter's soccer game on Saturday. Don't know the time yet. If it's a makeup game from last week, it'll be at noon. If it's the regular schedule game, it'll be at 10. So we'll wait and see to what we do there. But other than that, that's about all I've got. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net. I'll be here at the end for the report. 73, everyone. We'll catch everyone next week. KC8YVF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, the birds are very, very active. I got a number of birdhouses around here, and I set my lazy boy today. I could actually see the front of two of them and the birds in and out of them for quite a lot. I've got a suet feeder that I put out, and that's been real active with, it's funny because I put stuff in it look out there during the day, and I don't never see anything on it. But then come the next morning, everything is gone. And I know the squirrels not get them in them. I got them squirrel-proof. I've been able to squirrel-proof my bird feeder and my suet feeder, so that's a good part. But I looked out there yesterday, and I had two red-headed woodpeckers on the suet block. So I know what's going on now. Now they're probably eating it at night rather during the day. So that's the what's happening here. Just as long as they don't eat me out of house and home, Ron. This is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, the Monday Night Net. Minnie, KDAPZ, you're up and stand by, Tom.
Well, good evening again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, the guy that mowed my lawn last year, he stopped in and wanted to know if I wanted him to mow it again this year. And I says, oh, yeah. He says, I'll be down back about 2 weeks. So he'll be back here about 2 weeks to mow my lawn. So by then, it'll really need it. Other than that, not much going on. Like I say, I'm working on another puzzle, and I got one more to do after that. So I'll probably have to go buy me some more. I bought these ones at Menards, so they're pretty good puzzles. Anyway, everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. This is KD8PAZ, back to W8PW.